Welcome to Just Between Us, a podcast powered by the Corey Johnson Program for Post-Traumatic Healing in Boston.
Every week, we're going to focus on ways to heal from the devastating impact of collective trauma on our world.
My name is Reverend Liz Walker.
And I'm Judell Cummins. So today, before we get started, I just want to say that we have a guest in the house. I would like to introduce to all of our listeners, Shondell Davis. She's the Community Trauma Healing Specialist for the Corey Johnson Program. So let's get started. Welcome, Shondell.
Welcome. Good afternoon, Mr. Dill, and good afternoon, Reverend Liz.
Good to see you.
So what's your job?
Trauma affects my community in so many ways. Violence, accidents, the systems, poverty, poor education. My job as a Community Healing Specialist is to meet hurting people where they are and help them to navigate their daily lives so that they can heal.
And that sounds very simple, but I imagine that's a complicated process considering all the ways that people are hurting in our community, is it?
Yes, I agree. It's very individual. You know, it's very individualized work. So,
Black women are really feeling the impact of COVID-19. We are hardest hit physically. We are more likely to get sick and die from the virus. We're hit economically. We are on the front line as healthcare workers. We work in the grocery stores on the front line. We have really borne the brunt of this virus. So how do you see that in the community, Shondell? You see it right up close. What are you seeing?
Well, as for single moms, before COVID, after COVID, during COVID, I seen a difference in the survival mode. Things were different. They had the feeling of trying to keep themselves safe, trying to keep their children safe. It was very challenging. They had to learn new things during that time.
Yeah. How hard is that to keep yourself safe? What does that look like?
Well, for a lot of the single moms, like you said, Reverend Liz, a lot of them had to go into work and find childcare. A lot of them turned to working from home with the children at home. So that was hard to like get your children settled, you know, to be able to be in front of your computer, to do your hours and take care of your kids at the same time. That was very challenging. Had to learn behaviors. It was very frustrating. You have, you know, your job, you have to finish this by this time. And then you have kids all around you. So right. It's challenging.
Yeah, so knowing all of that, and it seems as though maybe there were some kind of supports in place to help women kind of navigate that. But honestly, in your opinion, how are women really holding up in general? So they've had those kind of supports, but do you think that any of that has really helped them?
They didn't really have a lot of supports that were, because people wouldn't let people come inside the houses. You know, it was COVID. So people was afraid of everybody. Not afraid, but they wanted to keep everybody safe. They didn't want anybody to get sick. So it became very stressful. It came very stressful for a lot of moms, the ones who had to navigate to go out to get food. You know, food was really short. The family, you know, hunger had became an issue, right. Issue that they had never dealt with before. You know, the kids were at school all day, you know, they were at work. So that was also a challenge, you know, getting food. So they had to learn, but it was very stressful.
And you know, I'm going to cut you just a sec because I was thinking about it. Judell, you made an interesting point. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to get support. I mean, these are people in our community yes. who are usually supported by social systems, social service programs. But like you just said, Shondell, schools are shut down.
Yes.
So a lot of kids didn't get breakfast.
Right.
They didn't get out to play.
Right.
So that must have made it really difficult.
It really did. It really yeah. did. It made it very challenging for the moms. You know, I'm not going to dismiss dads either.
Some of them have families.
But as far as the moms, you know, especially in our community, single, you felt some moms that went right into the survival mode, like going out there every day to do what they had to do. And some moms that was really afraid to go out, you know. So you've seen differences. And once again, all moms overall, on a couple of, you know, calls were very stressed and just, you know, feeling despair, you know, feeling tired, you know, anxious and, you know, really not knowing what to do during that time.
So what do you do? I'm a mom. I've got three kids. They're all running around. Nobody's paying attention to the computer. Their teacher's on. They're not doing the assignments. So I am stressed. I call you. You're the Community Trauma Healing Specialist. What do you do when you come to my house?
The first thing I would do is talk to you to try to create a schedule. The most important thing for us as women, we don't realize that we think that we get into this Wonder Woman role, that we can do all these things and that we're fine. And that's not true. Later on, we'll learn that there's damages that's being done to us internally. So I start off by telling them to, you know, try to create a schedule. Most important, to find something that they like. I can't tell you go draw if you're not a drawer. You have to find out what they're into, things that they like. Encourage them to drink water. Encourage them to make sure that they set 1 hour aside a day for themselves. Like, they have to do it before the kids wake up, you know, late at night. They have to have that self time for themselves, and they have to always remember to breathe. And I know when we say breathe, people think, well, I do that all the time. It has to be a breathing that you really hear out loud. That way you know your body's getting what it needs during that time with water as well.
Good advice. Good advice.
Yeah, really good. So you come and you visit them, you know, or you just have that, maybe it's a virtual call or whatever. And so you're having this conversation with them. And is it just a one-time thing that you meet with them? Or are you walking with them over time? Like, how?
So it's very continuous. I try to, like, follow up. I try to encourage them, like, sending, like, little, you know, messages out every morning. There were some times that we would go and actually walk, you know, walk with them, mom. Or play outside with the kids for like 15 minutes so the mom could, you know, have a little rest time. So it varies for each person, but I stay with them until they feel like they can do it on their own or feeling better about themselves.
That's an important part of the Corey Johnson program. We call that abiding.
Yes.
And that's kind of a scriptural reference, but the point is to remain with people
yes.
as long as they need it. So I'm glad you brought this up. But I have a question for the two of you. And Shondell, you touched on this. I've been talking to a lot of younger women in the academy at different schools at Harvard and Boston University who are critiquing what they call the myth of the strong Black woman, the false story of the strong Black woman. They call it the mammy role. And this is the woman who is seen as capable of doing everything, of holding up the family, of taking care of the community, of going out taking care of the world. What do you think, the two of you, about this representation? And I'll start with you, Shondell. Have you heard it, first of all? And do you mentioned it, so I guess you do have heard of it. Do you subscribe to it? Do you believe it?
You know, back in the day, and even to now, you know, they say strong. And I think a lot of us have in our mindset that we look strong on the inside. Sometimes we don't feel strong. You know, I think we're just put in positions that we have to do these roles in. So when you say strong, it's a label. To me, it's a label because it's like strong is like lifting up something. But strong is, you know, also being able to maintain. And yes, we do maintain a lot. And yes, we do a lot. But once again, on the other side, there's another side to us other than that role side.
Right. Yeah. And I agree with you, Shondell. And I would also just add in, I think it's just unrealistic.
It is unrealistic. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I was just thinking as the two of you were talking, it reminds me of when during the Derek Chauvin trial, the attorneys got into this spat about Mr. Floyd being superhuman. Mm-hmm. There is a myth, meaning a false story, mm-hmm. of a Black man as being something superhuman, and he's had drugs, and so he can tear down. So it takes 16 policemen to stop him and guns. But it's the same kind of thing. Mm-hmm. The Black woman can take care of your babies, my baby, and get a job and bring the bacon home and kill the pig and the whole thing. And it's not realistic. It's not true.
And even if women were to do all those things, the question that I always have, you know, are you doing it well? Right? Mm-hmm. It's like, so jack of all trades, master of none. It's just a lot to constantly manage. And so I just question whether or not there's a gap somewhere that's not being filled because your mind is constantly going from one task to the next.
Mm-hmm. So how do we change that? Again, the question to both of you. Mm-hmm. How do we change that perception, do you think? Have you thought about that? This is not a test.
Right. No, I think as human beings that we need to be more gentle with ourselves, you know, plan as much as we can, mm-hmm. you know, and work to establish a schedule that, you know, you can do some things, but also do some things that you're happy and self-caring about. You know, like, it doesn't have to be all work all day. And, you know, so to be able to create that atmosphere for yourself and for other women, I think is, you know, powerful because once again, you know, we're humans.
Right. And Shondell, you're hinting on something. I think you're hinting on the community. Yes. No point intended for that being a part of your title. But Reverend Liz and Shondell, so, you know, growing up, and I'm sure you guys hear this all the time, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. And so, Shondell, you pointed to, you know, women being able to rely on other women to help them. But I really have the question of, do we even have a village? Do women have a village? Do Black women, do they really have a village like maybe how it used to be back then? I don't know. But what do you guys think?
I think it's generational. I think you have like older women who that's the way we were, you know, brought up. Mm-hmm. You see your kid outside, stop it, you know. There's our age now that, you know, and not only the age, but the society that we live in, that you don't say anything to anybody else's child. So I do believe that there's community, and I believe that there are family members that together, you know, that will come to help raise a child, but it's right. not like it used to be, like that village. Like the kids go outside, oh, I seen that child doing that, and, you mm-hmm. know, it's more of mind your business or, you know, I'll take care of my own kids. And I think that it's just not being mean. I just think they're not used to that or understand that, you know, the logic is we're here to help each other. And a lot of people in our community that have been hurt or traumatized, the trust is gone. So they're not going to trust you with their child. They're not going to trust your opinions or your help, you know. So mm-hmm. that's why we take on more than we have to sometimes.
And I think that what we're trying to do or what we're doing in the Corey Johnson program is to kind of reestablish that right. through this institution that's on the corner, the church. It you know, the church is on every corner, in every major city in the country. Let us be that, not just the proselytizers, not just the ones that judge you for being a sinner, mm-hmm. but the one that reaches out to you and says, look, I can help you here. I'm your neighbor. And I think that's exactly what Shondell does. That's her spirit anyway. That's right. who she was before this.
Right.
And there are many other mothers out here who are willing to take on, yes. You know, each other's burdens. And that's what it's going to take. That's what it's yeah. going to take. And that gives me hope. So here's my last question to you guys. How do you cope? Shondell, what's your spiritual practice, or what are you doing to take care of yourself through all of this?
So there's a couple different things, and mandated have to be done. It's like I pray every morning. I do my meditations, and I set a time that I don't take any phone calls. I don't do anything. That's my time in the morning, and that's the way I start my day. Mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about, I'll get it tonight. I take it first. And then the community has the Corey Johnson program, and for me, you know, just having that outlet of being able to talk and be in a space that you hear other people going through, you know that you're not alone and that we will survive, that we will make it, because you're hearing other stories. You'll be able to tell your story and not hold it and get it out. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that have been working for me.
Right, right, right. And for me also, my faith really plays a huge part in how I cope. And also what also helps though is sleep. And it's not easy to get. I live in a neighborhood where just 2 days ago you heard gunshots late at night, you know, and I was on my way to sleep and I heard it. And then obviously a few minutes later, then you hear sirens, right? So like there's this constant awareness that something is going on, mm-hmm. whether you want it to or not. And I constantly every time I hear something or experience something that I think is going to prevent me from rest, I stop, I pause, I acknowledge it. I sometimes listen to music, and then eventually I kind of just try to make my way to push forward with my goal. Mm-hmm.
You both have inspired me because you are courageous women, not just because you live in a community that there has a lot of challenges, but because you're determined to press on and to help each other. So I want to thank you. Judell, you're just the best.
just the best.
And Shondell, you are inspiring for all that you do. So thank you.
Thank you. Both.
And we hope that you who are listening to us will take care of yourself.
Yes.
A lot of advice has been given here, and there's things you can do. Doesn't cost money. Just breathe. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. Breathe deeply. And then we hope you'll join us again, because that is it for this week's Just Between Us. We hope you'll join us on this broadcast. And of course, we hope you'll join us on our weekly Zoom conversations called Can We Talk? Where people from all walks of life share their stories of loss, grief, hope, and healing. And if you want to learn more about Can We Talk and the Corey Johnson Program, visit our website at rpcsocialimpactctr.org. That's rpcsocialimpactctr.org. Thanks for joining us. Be well.